Have you ever tried to explain Oshkosh to somebody who has never been? I mean, really tried. Because I have been doing this for years now, and I still cannot get the words right. You say 10,000 airplanes and their eyes glaze over. You say the world's busiest airport for 1 week every summer and they nod politely. But the second you stand on that flight line with the roar of a radial engine rattling your chest and the smell of Avgas and brats rolling across the field, you get it. You just get it. I'm Ramp, this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and today we are doing an early preview of EAA Air Venture 2026 at Whitman Regional Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, because it is coming up fast, folks, July 20th through the 26th. And this year is shaping up to be absolutely wild. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. You know those milestones that change your life as a pilot. First solo private pilot check ride, instrument rating. Aviation Soul makes challenge coins for every single one of those moments. Beautiful coins, the kind of thing you hold in your hand and remember exactly how you felt that day. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay, let me set the scene for those of you who have never made the pilgrimage. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, population about 67,000 people most of the year. But for 1 week at the end of July, it becomes the aviation capital of the entire planet. We are talking somewhere north of 600,000 visitors over 7 days. We are talking about Whitman Regional Field, which on any normal Tuesday handles maybe a handful of operations suddenly running more takeoffs and landings than O'Hare, more than Atlanta. The tower runs a special arrival procedure, the famous Fisk arrival, where they line you up on a railroad track and you rock your wings when they call your airplane type. It is unlike anything else in aviation, controlled chaos that somehow works beautifully every single year. Now let me tell you what has me fired up about 2026 specifically. First, the Warbird lineup. The Experimental Aircraft Association, or EAA, has been teasing this for months, and the Warbird community is buzzing. There is a strong push this year to get the largest formation of flyable P-51 Mustangs assembled in one place since the end of World War II. We are hearing numbers like 18 to 20 airframes confirmed, 18 to 20 Mustangs. Can you imagine that gaggle taxiing down the grass at Warbird Alley, the sound alone, those Merlin engines singing? I'm getting chills just thinking about it. And it is not just Mustangs. The B-29 dock is confirmed. The Commemorative Air Force, or CAF, is bringing their flagship Fifi as well, which means there is a real shot at seeing two flying B-29 Superfortresses in the same airspace. That almost never happens. The logistics of getting two of those massive aircraft to the same show at the same time is a feat in itself. The maintenance crews behind those airplanes, they are volunteers, many of them. They work all year long to keep those birds in the air. And when you see both of them do a formation pass over the crowd line, you will feel it in your bones. But here is the thing about Oshkosh that I think people miss if they have only seen it on YouTube. It is not just about the air show acts, as incredible as those are. It is about what happens on the ground. Let me take you there. You walk through Camp Scholler, which is this enormous campground right on the field, and you have got everything from million-dollar motorhomes to guys sleeping under the wing of their Piper Cub, literally under the wing, sleeping bag on the grass, tied down next to 1,000 other airplanes, and at night people sit in lawn chairs under the wing and swap flying stories with total strangers who become lifelong friends by the end of the week. I met a guy last year, retired airline captain, 72 years old, been coming to Oshkosh every year since 1978, hasn't missed one. 48 straight years. He flies his Cherokee 140 in from Arizona every July. He told me, and I will never forget this. He said, Ramp, this is the only place in the world where everybody speaks my language. That is what Oshkosh is. Now let me walk you down the flight line, because there are some specific areas you need to know about if this is your first time, or even if you are a veteran. Warbird Alley. This is the north end of the field, and it is my personal favourite. Row after row of World War II fighters, bombers, trainers, all parked on the grass with their owners sitting right there in lawn chairs next to them. You want to know what it is like to fly a Corsair? Go, ask the guy who flew it in. He is right there. He will talk your ear off and love every minute of it. I spent 45 minutes last year talking to a crew chief who had been restoring a Grumman TBM Avenger for 11 years. 11 years. And he had just made the first flight 2 weeks before Oshkosh. His hands were shaking when he told me about it. Not from nerves, from pure joy. Then you have got home-built camping, which is where the experimental aircraft community sets up. and this is where you see the future of general aviation being built in garages across America, Vans RV series, Sonex, all the way up to incredibly sophisticated turbine-powered homebuilds that look like something out of a science fiction movie. The craftsmanship is staggering, and the builders are right there. They want to show you their work. They want to tell you about the 5 years they spent in the garage, about the moment the inspector signed it off, about that first flight when everything they had built and hoped for either worked or it didn't, and it worked. The Innovation Pavilion this year is going to be massive. EAA has dedicated significantly more floor space to electric and hybrid electric aircraft. You're going to see flight demonstrators on the field. Companies that 2 years ago were just PowerPoint presentations now have actual hardware turning actual propellers. The transition from concept to flying prototype in this space has been remarkable, and AirVenture has become the place where these companies come to prove they are real. Now let me talk about the Daily Air Show, because this is where Ramp goes full kid in a candy store. The afternoon air show at Oshkosh runs for about 3 hours every day, every single day for a week, and each day is different. You get aerobatic acts that will make your jaw hit the ground. You get heritage flights where a World War II fighter flies in formation with a modern military jet, a P-51 alongside an F-35, and the crowd just loses it. You get the comedy acts like Kent Peach landing on top of a moving camper. You get the night air show which, if you have never seen pyrotechnic aerobatics against a dark Wisconsin sky, put it on your bucket list right now because it is absolutely magical, the flames, the sparks, the music thumping through the PA system. It is sensory overload in the best possible way, and the military participation this year. The announcements so far include the Air Force Thunderbirds, which is huge. Getting a military demonstration team at Oshkosh is always a highlight because the crowd at AirVenture is not your typical airshow crowd. These are pilots. These are mechanics. These are people who understand what those Thunderbird pilots are doing up there, and the appreciation is different. It is deeper when a Thunderbird pulls a high G-turn right down the crowd line. You hear this collective intake of breath from 500,000 people who know exactly how hard that is. There is also talk of a C-17 Globemaster demonstration, which, if you have never seen, is absolutely bonkers. A 260,000-pound airplane doing a tactical approach and assault landing on the runway at Oshkosh. It should not be possible. It should not look graceful. But it does. Let me tell you about the food situation, because this matters when you're there for a week. Forget everything you think you know about airshow food. Yes, there are funnel cakes. Yes, there are the usual suspects. But Oshkosh has evolved. There are local Wisconsin cheese curd stands that will change your life. I'm not kidding. Fresh cheese curds still squeaking at an air show. There is a Brat stand near the seaplane base that has been run by the same family for over 30 years, and you eat your bratwurst sitting on a hill watching float planes splash down on Lake Winnebago, which runs right along the south end of the field. That is lunch at Oshkosh. The seaplane base itself is worth a whole day. It is tucked over on the south end, and it is a completely different vibe from the main show, quieter. More relaxed, you watch cubs on floats and beavers and turbine otters do water work all day long. The pilots are right there on the dock. You can talk to them between flights, and the sound of a radial-powered de Havilland beaver lifting off the water. That is the sound of aviation at its most pure. Now here's what I really want you to hear, if you are on the fence about making the trip this year. Oshkosh is not an air show. I mean, there is an air show, a spectacular one. But Oshkosh is a gathering. It is a family reunion for people whose family is aviation. You will meet the person who designed the avionics in your panel. You will shake hands with astronauts. You will sit in on forums taught by the best flight instructors in the world. You will walk through the fly market and find parts for your 50-year-old airplane that you thought were unobtainable. You will stand on Boeing Plaza at sunset with a cold drink in your hand and watch the golden hour light hit a row of polished aluminum warbirds, and you will feel something that is very hard to put into words. I talked to a student pilot last year who had driven 14 hours from Texas. She had 8 hours in her logbook. 8. She told me she came because she needed to see what she was working toward. She needed to stand in the middle of it. And when I caught up with her on the last day of the show, she had tears in her eyes. She said, "I'm going to get my license, and I'm going to fly myself here next year. That is what this place does to people. If you are planning to fly in, start your homework now."
The Notice to Air Missions, or NOTAM, for Oshkosh is one of the longest in aviation. Read it. Study the FISC arrival, know the procedures cold, listen to the arrivals on Live ATC to get a feel for the cadence. Bring your patience because the weather can stack arrivals up for hours. And when you finally get that call from Fisk Approach and you rock your wings and they clear you to land, you will feel like you have arrived at the center of the aviation universe, because you have. This preview was built from EAA's early announcements, the Warbird community forums, and a whole lot of conversations with folks who are already planning their trips. For everything AirVenture, keep it locked on RadioHanger.com. I'm Ramp. Start packing your sunscreen and your lawn chair. Oshkosh is coming. See you on the ramp.